Let's say chapter 6, Mishnah 7, Hilvau al Hamashkon. If someone loans against a pledge, meaning aliens money to be, right, money or produce, and he receives a pledge from B, an article or something, that if B can't pay him back, so he'll use that to offset the loan. So in that case over there, according to this opinion, Shomer Sachar, he is considered a paid custodian. So what's the payment? I mean, he lent the money or lent the produce. So what's the payment? So according to this opinion, interesting is that the payment is the reward for filling the mitzvah of lending money or produce. The fact that he gets rewarded, that reward, that makes him into a paid custodian. So if the pledge was lost or stolen, he would be liable for its monetary value. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, Hilvau maus, if it was money, right, then he is, if he lends him money, then he's an unpaid custodian, because what he holds is that the reward for filling the mitzvah, that's not, doesn't make you into a paid custodian. So if A lends B money and B gives him back a pledge, in that straight scenario, he's an unpaid custodian in that straightforward scenario. Hilvau peirus, but if he lends him produce, so if A lends B produce and B gives him a pledge in case he can't pay back the produce, so in that case, shomer sacher, A is considered a paid custodian. And why? Because there's a benefit to him for lending produce. What's the benefit? That produce goes off. So he gives B the produce that he lends him. B will use it, etc. And in return, he'll get back fresh produce at some point. A, he'll be paid back. That's considered a payment. So in that scenario, he'd be considered a paid custodian for the pledge that B left with him, in case he can't pay back. Abba Shaul Omer says, Abba Shaul, Mutar Adam Lahasker Mashkoina Shal Oini Lios Poisekalav Vohelech. One can hire out a pledged article of a poor person, and they would then, you would fix a price for it, meaning he would hire it out, and Mipneshu Kameshiv Avad, and that would be like one, he would be considered as one who returns a lost article. So what's going on? The poor person will have difficulty paying back his loan, and he leaves a pledge with the lender. So what the lender can do is then rent out that pledged article and use the money to defray the loan. But he brings over here that the Gemara brings that you can only do it if the pledge has a high rental value and it doesn't really depreciate, or only depreciates slightly if it's being used. So example is a hoe or an axe that doesn't really depreciate much if it's used. It does have a high rental value. And he's permitted to do that because by doing that, he'll help the poor person. The poor person, the loan will go down. The amount that he owes will go down. And that's considered like returning a lost article to the poor person, because in this manner he's able to return the poor person's pledge to him eventually. And that would be a good thing to do.